A reading called The Thief on the Other Cross by Dr. Ralph Wilson. I don't belong here. I really don't. Paradise is the last place I expected to end up after all I've done. Let me tell you my story. I was an armed robber. I guess you'd call it that. Me and Jake and the others would live in caves in the Judean hills near the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. We made our living by violence. We wouldn't take on people in the big groups that passed. They travelled together for safety, but a family alone would be an easy mark, as well as anyone fool enough to travel by himself. Brandishing a strong staff would usually do the trick. It threatened them with a beating and they'd give up without much of a fight. But I've been known to break a few bones in my day, God forgive me. I don't think I actually killed anyone, but then I never stayed around long enough to find out. The first time I met Jesus is when I was invited to a party in his honour in Jericho at the home of a rich tax collector named Zacchaeus. I'm introduced, we shake hands, and Jesus looks at me in the eye for a long moment. He can see right into me, who I am, every crime I've ever committed. Then he smiles this big, friendly smile, you know. He says, "There's forgiveness for you in my kingdom. How about it?" I drop my eyes, say something non-committal, and shuffle away. The next day, I'm in the crowd, hanging on every word he says. Jesus is talking about his kingdom, comparing it to a mustard seed, calling it the kingdom of heaven. I want so much to go to him after he has finished and take him up on that forgiveness thing, but I just can't bring myself to do it. I wish I had. It isn't much later when me and my friend Jake, the guy on the third cross, get caught by a Roman patrol. The others run off, but they catch us, they beat us, they drag us into Jerusalem and throw us in prison. No mercy for the likes of us. And so it happens that on the same day that they crucify Jesus, they crucify me and Jake, one of us on his left, the other on his right. This isn't any normal crucifixion. Mobs of people are there just because of Jesus. Self-righteous Pharisees are swaggering and mocking. "If you're some kind of Messiah," one sneers, "come down from off that cross. If you're a saviour, save yourself if you can." Jake begins catcalling too, if you can imagine that. I yell over at him, "You miserable thug, don't you have any fear of God? Can't you see that we're going to die just like he is? Show a little decency. We're getting exactly what we deserve, but he's not. He's not done anything wrong." Jake quietens down and the Pharisees lose interest. But I can't get Jericho out of my mind. I can't forget Jesus' eyes, his words, his invitation. And so I call over to him, though it's getting hard to breathe and talking makes it much harder. "Jesus," I say. He turns his head towards me. "Jesus, I was there in Jericho. I met you at the party at Zacchaeus' house. Remember?" He looks at me for a moment and then nods his head just a little. He does remember. "I never forget what you said. I wanted to say yes, but just couldn't. And look at me now, look at us." He's in bad shape, exhausted, in excruciating pain, back oozing, breath laboured. He isn't going to last long. I can see that. But somehow I can see beyond all that. He was the Messiah, is the Messiah, no matter what those priests and Romans and Pharisees have done to him. And when he dies, he'll be with God. In a few hours, maybe less, he'll be vindicated. He will reign in the kingdom he told us all about. "Jesus," I call again, quieter now. He opens his eyes. They're the same eyes, the same piercing, loving, honest eyes. "Jesus," I say, "when you come into your kingdom, would you remember me?" His words are laboured. his lips parched, but I can still hear him pretty well. Truly, I say to you, his voice cracks, then is stronger for a moment. Truly, this very day, you will be with me in paradise. His eyes droop. He's fading quickly now, but I believe him. I do. That's what gets me through those next few hours until they break my legs to kill me. I do believe him. And then I find myself here in heaven, in paradise. I sure don't deserve to be here. But here I am anyway. I guess that's what a man like me gets when the king himself grants a pardon. Full forgiveness. Pretty amazing, don't you think?